Blog Talk Radio.
Catholic Defender Radio Network.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome to Deeper Truth and happy Thanksgiving. This is November the 24th, 2022. And we're continuing our prayer for the suffering souls in purgatory, as that's what the Catholic Church calls for the month of November. And also, today is the feast of St. Andrew Donclock and companions. And as a bonus, I'm adding Remembering Squanto and that first Thanksgiving story. And what really is the first Thanksgiving? So we're going to cover a little bit of that. There's some controversy as, well, when was the actual first Thanksgiving? So, well, we'll kind of add both traditions. But it all, and today is Thanksgiving. So we want to wish everybody out there, if anyone's out there traveling, be safe in your travels so that you come back home from family celebrations and come back to home and so you could resume. So God bless our country as we begin this special American holiday, but also it's good for the whole world. Giving is good. It is real good. And so let us begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail and blessed be the hour and moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem, in the piercing cold, in that hour. Vouchsafe, I beseech you, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires. And so we ask you, Lord, and we intercede for the poor souls in purgatory. Heavenly Father, in union with the merits of Jesus and Mary, I offer you, poor souls, all the satisfactory value of my works during life, as well as all that will be done for me after death. I give you my all, through the hands of the Immaculate Virgin Mary, that she may set free whatever souls she pleases, according to her heavenly wisdom and mother's love for them. Receive this offering, O God, and grant me in return an increase of your grace. Amen. Almighty God, Father of goodness and love, have mercy on the poor suffering souls, and grant your aid to my dear parents and ancestors, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To my brothers and sisters and others, other near relatives, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To my benefactors, spiritual and temporal, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To my former friends and subjects, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To all for whom love or duty bids me pray, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who have suffered disadvantage or harm through me, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who have offended me, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To all those who are especially beloved by you, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those whose release is at hand, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who desire most to be united with you, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who endure the greatest suffering, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those whose release is most remote, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who are least remembered, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those who are most deserving on account of their services to the Church, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the rich, who now are the most destitute, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the mighty, who now are his lowly servants, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the blind, who now see their folly, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the frivolous, who spent their time in idleness, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the poor, who did not seek the treasures of heaven, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the tepid, who devoted little time to prayer, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To the indolent, who were negligent in performing good works, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus, mercy. To those of little faith who neglected the frequent reception of the sacraments, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus' mercy. To the habitual sinners who owe their salvation to a miracle of grace, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus' mercy. To parents who fail to watch over their children, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus' mercy. To superiors who were not looking for the welfare or the salvation of those entrusted to them, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus' mercy. To the souls of those who strove for hardly anything but riches and pleasures, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus' mercy. To the worldly-minded who failed to use their wealth and talents in the service of God, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus' mercy. To those who witnessed the death of others but would not think of their own, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus' mercy. To those who did not provide for the great journey beyond and the days of tribulation, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus' mercy. To those whose judgment is so severe because of the great things entrusted to them, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus' mercy. To the popes, rulers, kings, and princes, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus' mercy. To the bishops and their counselors, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus' mercy. To my teachers and spiritual advisors, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus' mercy. To the deceased priests of this diocese, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus' mercy. To all the priests and religious of the whole Catholic Church, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus' mercy. To the defenders of the Holy Faith, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus' mercy. To those who died on the battlefield, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus' mercy. To those who are buried in the sea, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus' mercy. To those who died of stroke or heart attack, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus' mercy. To those who died without the last rites of the Church, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus' mercy. To those who shall die within the next 24 hours, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus' mercy. To my own poor soul, when I shall have to appear before your judgment seat, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, my Jesus' mercy. O Lord, grant eternal rest to all the souls of the faithful departed, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly to you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer me. I beseech you, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires. Pray also for my healing, for my wife Gigi's healing, through the merit and for America, through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of His Blessed Mother. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
You're listening to the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O come, Emmanuel. This coming Sunday is the first Sunday of Advent. So, that's right around the corner, as December, getting ready for Christmas. So, may this be a joyous celebration.
For it is He who will save His people from the sin.
And today, again, is the feast. The St. Andrew Dunlack and Companions story. St. Andrew Dunlack, a Catholic convert ordained to the priesthood, was one of 117 people martyred in Vietnam between 1820 and 1862. Members of the Companions grouped them, gave their lives for Christ in the 17th, 18th, and 19th centuries, and received beatification during four different occasions between 1900 and 1951. All were canonized during the papacy of Pope Saint John Paul II. Christianity came to Vietnam through the Portuguese. Jesuits opened the first permanent mission in Da Nang in 1615. They ministered to Japanese Catholics who had been driven from Japan. Severe persecutions were launched at least three times in the 19th century. During the six decades after 1820, between 100,000 and 300,000 Catholics were killed or subjected to great hardship. Foreign missionaries were martyred in the first wave, including priests of the Paris Mission Society and Spanish Dominican priests and territories. In 1832, the Emperor Ming Mang banned all foreign missionaries and tried to make all Vietnamese deny their faith by trampling on a crucifix. Like the priest holds in Ireland during English persecution, many hiding places were offered in homes of the faithful. Persecution broke out again in 1847 when the emperor suspected foreign missionaries and Vietnamese Christians of sympathizing with a rebellion led by one of his sons. The last of the martyrs were 17 laypersons, one of them a 9-year-old executed in 1862. That year, a treaty with France guaranteed religious freedom to Catholics, but it did not stop all persecution. By 1954, there were over 1 million Catholics, about 7% of the population in the North. Buddhists represent about 60%. Persistent persecution forced some 670,000 Catholics to abandon lands, homes, and possessions and flee to the South. In 1964, there were still 833,000 Catholics in the North, but many were in prison. In the South, Catholics were enjoying the first decade of religious freedom in centuries. Their numbers swelled by refugees. During the Vietnamese War, Catholics again suffered in the North and again moved to the South in great numbers. Now reunited, the entire country is under communist rule. Tertullian, one of the second century ecclesiastical writers, wrote that the blood of martyrs is the seed of the church, implying that a martyr's willing sacrifice of their lives leads to the conversion of others. Revelation chapter 6:9, when he, Jesus, broke open the fifth seal, I saw underneath the altar the souls of those who had been slaughtered because of the witness they bore to the word of God. And then Revelation 6:11, and there was given to each of them a white robe, and they were told that they should rest for a little while longer, until the number of their fellow servants and their brethren who were to be killed, even as they had been, would be completed also. In Revelation chapter 2:20, do not be afraid of anything that you are going to suffer. Indeed, the devil will throw some of you in prison, that you may be tested, and you will face an ordeal for 10 days. Remain faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. And that is, and that's where St. Andrew Dunlack and his companions, they're with the Lord and all the martyrs. And we are to die every day. We are to live our life every day, which today is Thanksgiving, so we are thankful for the great gifts that the Lord has afforded us here in America. And may his blessings be bestowed on all of the Catholic faithful in every land. May the church have that freedom and be blessed with many converts. And for the bonus, remembering Squanto and that first Thanksgiving, have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Speaking of which, Christ Jesus in our hearts and minds, going to Mass today for Thanksgiving. The Eucharist, Greek, for Thanksgiving. The Eucharist means Thanksgiving. So, right to say, Happy Eucharist today. Each year I always look forward to the Thanksgiving American traditions, the family get-togethers, the great banquets, the football, Thanksgiving Day parades, and of course the time off. Oh, when my children were young and growing up, we would always give the account of that first Thanksgiving. Yes. Now, that's what's being disputed, but that's okay. This is what most people think of when we think about Thanksgiving, how the Wampanoag Indians saved the pilgrims, teaching them to plant corn and survive the bitterly cold winters. In Catholic school, I remember the story being told through plays and celebrations, showing how Squanto became a friend to the pilgrims. Other than that, there was very little that I learned about Squanto. In a way, he is like the woman who washed the feet of Jesus with her tears and used her hair to dry them. Not much is really known of this woman, except Jesus is clear that her act of charity and love saved her, and this story would be told. Well, Squanto's story is now just coming to light as I am learning more about him. To the Indian, he became known to the English as Squanto. He became known as Squanto. By 1621, Squanto had already been exposed to the Europeans' ruthless greed as he was captured by Lieutenant John Smith as a young brave taken for the slave trade. It would seem that the story of Pocahontas and John Smith was not as Disney's animated movie made him out to be. Smith attempted to sell the Indians to Spain as slaves. Fortunately for Squanto, some Franciscan friars were able to liberate many of these Indians, to include Squanto. It was through the Franciscans that Squanto would learn about Jesus and his teachings. With Squanto's baptism and conversion to Christ, he traveled throughout Europe, ultimately working at the London shipyard, where he learned the language. This experience enabled Squanto to learn the ways of the Europeans that were now becoming more and more attached to America. When Squanto finally reached the land of his birth in 1619, he was shocked to see how disease had plagued his people. Despite this, Squanto was able to share valuable information such as how to plant corn and catch fish. That was abundant. In 1621, the first Thanksgiving feast would last 3 days as the Indians shared with the Europeans their bountiful supplies of food. And eventually, Squanto himself would become ill, suffering from disease. Governor William Bradford described Squanto's death like this. Squanto fell ill of Indian fever, bleeding much at the nose, which the Indians take as a symptom of death, and within a few days he died. He begged the governor to pray for him, that he might go to the Englishman's God in heaven and bequeath several of his things to his English friends as remembrances. His death was a great loss. Squanto, like the woman who washed the feet of Jesus through the grace of God, was able to forgive those who captured him and sent him away for slavery. He was able to find Christ in the true meaning of forgiveness. The story of Squanto really does help being a much more clear picture of that first Thanksgiving, a Thanksgiving based from receiving that Thanksgiving we call the Eucharist that Squanto came to love. In remembering that first Catholic-inspired Thanksgiving in the midst of those who were in need, Squanto inspires a nation through his commitment to serving Christ and serving others. This is the true meaning behind Thanksgiving. It would lead to President George Washington's proclamation. And here's George Washington's Thanksgiving proclamation, issued by President George Washington at the request of Congress on October 3, 1789, by the President of the United States of America, a proclamation, whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor. And whereas both houses of Congress have by their joint committee requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many and signal graces of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peaceably to establish a form of government for their safety and happiness. Now, therefore, I do recommend and assign Thursday, the 26th of November, next, to be devoted to the people of these United States to the service of that great and glorious being who is the beneficent author of all the good that is. That is, and that will be, that we may then all unite in rendering unto Him our sincere and humble thanks for His kind care and protection of the people of this country previous to their becoming a nation, for the signal and manifold mercies and the favor, able interpositions of His providence in the course and conclusion of the late war, for the great degree of tranquility, union, and plenty which we have since enjoyed, for the peaceable and rational manner in which we have been enabled to establish constitutions of government for our safety and happiness, and particularly the national one now lately instituted, for the civil and religious liberty with which we are blessed, and the means we have are of acquiring and diffusing useful knowledge, and in general for all the great and various favors which He has been pleased to confer upon us, and also that we may then unite in most humbly offering our prayers and supplications to the great Lord and Ruler of nations, and beseech Him to pardon our national and other transgressions, to enable us all, whether or public or private stations, to perform our several and relative duties properly and punctually to render our national government a blessing to all the people by constantly being a government of wise, just, and constitutional laws, discreetly and faithfully executed and obeyed to protect and guide all sovereigns and nations, especially such as has been shown kindness to us, and to bless them with good governments, peace, and concord, to promote the knowledge and practice of true religion and virtue, and the increase of science among them and us, and generally to grant unto all mankind such a degree of temporal prosperity as he alone knows to be best. Given under my hand at the city of New York, the third day of October, in the year of our Lord, 1789, George Washington. Wow. Here at Deeper Truth, we want to wish everyone a great, safe, and happy Thanksgiving. God be praised. Father in heaven, creator of all, the source of all goodness and love, please look kindly upon us and receive our heartfelt gratitude in this time of thanksgiving, of giving thanks. Thank you for all the graces and blessings you have bestowed upon us, spiritual and temporal, our faith and religious heritage, our food and shelter, our health, the loves we have for one another, our family and friends. The first American Thanksgiving was actually celebrated on September 8th. September 8th. Now, what day is that? That is the birthday of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So, the first American Thanksgiving was actually celebrated on September 8th, 1565, in St. Augustine, Florida. Mother Mary's birthday, our patron of the Americas, a patronage of the Blessed Virgin Mary, is a form of spiritual protection attributed to Mary, Mother of Jesus. Pray for America, the Rosary. So that is the true first Thanksgiving right there. The Native Indians and Spanish settlers held a feast and the Holy Mass was offered. So a second similar Thanksgiving celebration occurred on American soil on April 30th, 1598 in Texas, when Don Juan de Oreate declared a day of Thanksgiving to be commemorated by the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, which I'm going to be going to here today, the Mass. The Catholic origins of Thanksgiving don't stop there. Squanto, which we've mentioned earlier, the beloved hero of Thanksgiving, was the Native American who mediated between the Puritan pilgrims and the Native Indians. Squanto had been enslaved, if you remember, you know, that whole story of John Smith and Pocahontas. They enslaved him and he was set free by Spanish Franciscans. Squanto thus received baptism, became a Catholic. So it was a baptized Catholic Native American who orchestrated that became known as Thanksgiving. So, there again, Thanksgiving. The celebration occurring on American soil on April 30th, 1598 in Texas. Okay, but Mary's birthday, the Virgin Mary's birthday, oh, ain't that awesome? September 8th, 1565. In St. Augustine, Florida, with the Mass. Wow. Dear Father, in your infinite generosity, please grant us continued graces and blessing throughout the coming year. We ask in the name of Jesus, your Son and our brother. Amen. In Isaiah chapter 12, verse 4 and 5, and you will say on that day, give thanks to the Lord. Acclaim his name among the nations. Make known his deeds. Proclaim how exalted is his name. Sing praise to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known throughout all the earth. And that's what we will do. And I will end with this song. Be safe out there. Happy Thanksgiving.
His name.
You're listening to the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
And this thus ends today's devotion, our Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Be safe if you're traveling. And pray the rosary. Pray the rosary. Go to Mass. Make the Mass the center of your life. Frequent the sacraments, especially the Eucharist and Holy Confession, the mercy seat of God. Pray for the poor suffering souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. And so, God bless you all. Good day.